All right. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing this morning?
Oh, blessed.
Praise God. Welcome once again to House on the Rock Church Healing School. As we all know, Healing School is going through a transition here whereby transitioning over to having Healing School operate as classes, of which this will be the first of its kind following that switch or change. And I'm excited to have you here. Thank you for coming by. And as always, we're going to keep this related to and strictly in line with healing and everything else that surrounds that. Sounds good?
Yes.
All right. Praise God. Quick word of prayer, and then we'll just make good progress this morning. Father, I just thank you for this time. I give you praise for your power and presence in this place. Thank you, Lord, for every soul in this room, everybody here present. Thank you, Lord, for the reality and truth of healing by your cross. Thank you, Father, because even as we expose our hearts and minds to truth as revealed in your word, that our hearts and minds will latch on to this and hold on in place of conviction, so that in time in our bodies we see manifestations of all that you paid for, which is richly ours to enjoy. We give you praise and glory, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a class. But before I make progress this morning, a quick question. How many here have a testimony in relation to healing? Something to share? Amen. All right. We're going to keep this down to a minute if you can. If I'm going to start with you.
I don't know if I can keep it to a minute, but I'll try. Since I came back from mission, actually what happened was that our house was fumigated while I was gone.
Okay.
I came back and it was like an allergic reaction. And my face was literally burning up. Literally burning up. You know, I had this burning sensation. I was itching. I prayed, but my husband prayed for me. And I believed God and I kept going. But Sunday night, I couldn't sleep till Monday morning. That was how intense it was. Then I started going down this pity party lane. Woe me.
It's what now? What? I didn't get that.
Woe me. Why? God, how in the world would you allow this? You know, it was like, and all of a sudden, I heard, your emotion is not born again. I caught myself. And I said, no, I'm healed.
Amen.
I stood up.
Praise God.
I mean, I'll save you the whole story, but you know, what happened at that point in time was that I saw a shift in my spirit. It was like suddenly I caught myself and said, no, the enemy was taking me the wrong direction. I caught myself immediately and I started speaking the word of God and I stood up. Even though it tended to intensify when I started doing this, but I said, no, I'm going to win this battle. I'm going to continue. And around 10, 11, because like I said, I didn't sleep at all the whole of Sunday night. I mean, didn't have a wink whatsoever. So this is like 8 a.m. the next morning, which was Monday morning, till around 9, you know, all of a sudden I felt one side of my face became calm. You know, I said, thank you, Jesus.
No.
I started rejoicing at that. About 2 p.m., I fell asleep. And woke up completely.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. Awesome. Praise God. All right. Thank you so much, Ifoma, for sharing that. I'll have you fill out one of these.
Thank you.
It's practical. And this is a class. Feel free if you have a question or comment, just let me know and then we'll take it from there. Okay. Judy, you have one. A quick testimony as
yes.
well? You don't have to do it now, Ifoma, but just before you leave today.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Anyway, back in October, I had had emergency gallbladder surgery.
Emergency.
Yes. And in February, by December, I was still leaking liquid from my sutures.
Wow.
Anyway, so I called, but we were heading for Florida. So, anyway, they didn't have me come in or anything at that point. So I went to Florida for 3 months. So for 6 solid months, every single day, I was leaking liquid from my sutures.
Mm.
So we came back from Florida and called the surgeon, you know, made an appointment to see him. And I was prayed for on the 14th of April. Jack went out and prayed for me. I had different things going on, respiratory-wise. So he prayed for me. Well, actually, several people prayed for me on that Sunday. Tuesday, I had an appointment with my family doctor for the respiratory. And he checked that as well, and it was still, you know, leaking liquid. And he says, well, wait, because I had an appointment with my surgeon on Friday. This was Tuesday. And he says, see what he says. I said, okay. Well, on Thursday, I woke up. Jack reminded me, he says, you know, do you remember you told me about a dream you had? That you would be healed before you went to the surgeon?
Amen.
Yeah, she did. She got a word.
Anyway, amen. On Thursday, suddenly, no leaking. Sealed.
Quote.
Healed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Wow.
Isn't he awesome? Praise God.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Dad.
The reality of what we spoke. Things we speak about here at Healing School, here at House on the Rock, and it's revealing God's Word. You know, it's plain. I sometimes I look at it as an open secret, because it's not a secret because it's done. But do we know? Do we agree? Do we believe? Is that real in our consciousness, in our awareness constantly? Judy, I'd love for you to also put that down and share.
I already did. Put it on your desk.
Thank you. It's awesome. Excellent. Great things are happening, friends. And I just want to share this before I go on this morning. On the 19th, we're going to have a video set up. I believe ostensibly it will be in my office. In our office is the pastor's office. If you have testimonies, just short snippets, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. What you want to bless the body with as far as it relates to healing. Because we're not talking about, as I mentioned, these are not secret things. These are things that are real based on what we've received in and through Christ Jesus. And we have to be bold in sharing this. We have to be bold in declaring this. We have to be bold in making this known. Because essentially, who are we making known? Christ Jesus. We'll assume that, all know about him, but does everyone know the truth as revealed in God's word? Okay? Not really. Not really. And you can take that from our families, our neighbors, workplace, schools, you know, the park, anywhere, social gatherings. By the time you speak to the next man, you'll find out that it's like people are lost. And we've been given a mandate, friends. We've been given a mission, which is what I'm going to be, you know, talking about. I've been talking about it. That's the thrust I'm going to continue along the lines of, you know, here at Healing School as we delve into other matters. All right. What are the three main aspects at the Healing School? Three main aspects. What are the matters we deal with topically as it relates to healing? Gail.
How to walk in divine health.
How to walk in divine health. Yes. What else?
Share that with others.
Blake, how to share that with others. How to minister.
How to receive healing.
How to receive. So.
And how to pass that on and to others.
All right. How to receive healing. How to walk in healing and divine health. And how to minister that to others. How to share that. Because the news that we refer to as almost too good to be true, we ought not to have that by putting a lid on it.
Right.
there's a thing on there at the conference, they put a lid on it. No, this is news to be broadcast. This is something to be shared. This is something to be passed on, regardless. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I want to share that. He's given us that mandate. Yeah. As his sons and daughters. He's healed us so that we in turn will do what?
Heal others.
Reach out and touch others and heal others. Live. We'll see this expressly as revealed in scriptures. All right. I want to do a quick recap. I titled this session, because it won't be a message per se, a session, a timely reminder. A timely reminder. And at the base of this, friends, where I'm really going, where I'm really headed, is zeroing in on the authority that you have as a believer. The authority you have as a Christian. What this authority is, how it came about, what's it all about, what's the scope in the manner of speaking. That's where I'm headed. But it's important to lay good foundation, a good background, before we press on into that area, press on into that aspect, so that we get to solidify this in our hearts. As a matter of certainty, as a matter of conviction of truth, as revealed in God's word. Now, you might have heard me say in the past, as revealed in the face of Jesus, that is based, when I say that, it's based on his work, what Jesus came and accomplished while he worked on the face of the earth and by his death and resurrection. So that when I say in the face of Jesus, I mean based on all that, the totality of what he did by the cross, redemption. Okay? All right, timely reminder. We were at Isaiah in chapter 53. The last time I spoke, that portion in verse 1 says, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? When I shared on the report to believe, who has believed our report? And then Isaiah goes on to highlight, speak on the sacrifice which Christ wrought on the cross. He details this expressly and ties it in with healing, wholeness, and health. However, that portion, that passage, has at the core of it, has at its heart healing, health, and well-being as well. And this is important, friends. The reason why we're going to go into that portion, the reason why we're going to read this, friends, is we have to have this steadfast in our heart that by his death, he paid the price for what? Our healing.
Yes.
We have to agree. We have to accept. Notice my term. I'm not saying, oh, we may or we should. No, no. We have to. If we're going to walk effectively in the three aspects we just highlighted, vis-a-vis how to receive healing by way of manifestation in our bodies, how to walk in healing and divine health, how to walk in divine health, how to minister healing to others. If we're going to be effective in these three categories, then we have to have it settled in our hearts that healing was provided, fully given, provided by the cross, by that sacrifice. For us to be effective. Amen. Otherwise, we'll just be, how do I put it now? There'll be a scattergun approach. We'll just be shooting, you know, whatever, like in the dark, aimlessly, so to speak. It has to be settled to be effective. There has to be clarity in this. It has to be clear, and there has to be conviction in our hearts in this area. And that's why it doesn't matter how many times you go back in there. If you have to go right over and over and over and over again so that you see it, so that it's real to you as a person, then please, by all means, do that. I've had to do that over and over and over again in place of meditation, in place of prayer for consideration, in place of just reading up to the point that reading and going over and over and over and sleeping off and waking up and still going on, and then the page is torn. Like, whatever you need to do, meditate, however you do it in your special, the way you do it. Right, Carol? Because mm-hmm. every one of us, we're all different how we operate. Some need a hard chair and a hard table to be able to actually sit down and be able to concentrate and take it in. Some can do it, relax, eat, how you do it. But the main thing is do what? Get it.
Yeah, right. Get it.
Get in there. Isaiah 53, get in there. The whole portion, get in there. Surrounding scriptures, get in there. Get it solidified. It's important. And see it as he intended it. And I'm going to read it that way one more time for us. Let's jump down to verse 3, Isaiah 53. You know, I find that question up top kind of interesting because Holy Ghost new, Spirit new. It's going to be hard. It's going to be not so much in a matter of speaking to say a hard sell, but who's going to believe this report? It's so good. It's so real. It's so true. Can we accept it? Can I accept it for myself personally? Can you accept it for yourself personally? Kishi, was that a question or a thought?
Yeah, I want to know what Bible, Bible are you using?
Oh, New King James. I'm reading from the New King James.
Thank you.
Verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, by men, a man of pains and acquainted with sickness. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Remember I said the last time, there are words in there. Sorrows means pains in the original Hebrew. Grief means sickness and sicknesses. And those words, in a good number of versions, are kind of obscure, but I'm just placing the originals in there so that you see it as is. And I shared how that's why and how Matthew made reference to it in Matthew 8. Because Isaiah 53, whether we'll like it or not, does speak on healing. It does. And you have to accept that. He's despised and rejected of men, a man of pains and acquainted with sicknesses. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our shalom, which is our wellness in body, study it out, which is our wellness in body, wholeness in body. The chastisement of our wellness in body was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And so, friends, if you take a look at that again, verses 4 and 5 expressly speak of sicknesses, speak of pains being taken up by Christ, being borne by him. Verse 3 and 4 talk about sicknesses and pains being borne by him. And then verse 5 speaks on transgressions and iniquities, which at the root, because Jesus, by his death and resurrection, by his sacrifice, had to address the root cause. How many know sickness and disease didn't just come fly by day or by now, whatnot? There's a root, and the root is sin. The root of it all is sin, and we can trace that back to Genesis in chapter 3. We don't need to belabor that for the purposes of this class. However, Jesus had to necessarily address the root cause to be able to deal with every other offshoot, to be able to deal with every other outgrowth, to be able to deal with every other symptom or sign or anything related to that. And so verse 5 tells us that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Ours, not his. He took our place because we were the ones due all of that and much more. But he bore it all so that we in turn could be what? Free. So that we in turn could be delivered. So that we in turn could be whole. So that we in turn could be healed. We'll see more of that as we go on. And so, when he touches on that in verse 5 to talk about the root cause being addressed, it ties it up nicely as if with a bow of sorts, and by his stripes, we are healed. So 3 and 4 speak of healing, sicknesses, pains. 5 talks about the root cause, which Jesus also bore and addressed. And the sum total of it all is that we are what? We are healed. Spiritually, yes. Physically also, because contextually we can trace it, track it that way. And that's why I showed from Matthew 8:17 the other time as well. When you say, Isaiah says, okay, yes, he bore sicknesses, he bore diseases and all of that stuff. He rid the people in his day of all that travailed them. And we'll get to see how that translates to us in our time here as well. Amen? Any questions at this juncture, at this point? A timely reminder. So I'm going over this truth step by step, breaking it up and making it quite simple. Yes?
Yeah, verse 5 in the middle says...
What version is that?
New King James.
Okay, in the middle. Go ahead.
The chastisement for our peace was upon him.
Mm-hmm.
What part is it referred? Is it to a spirit, a body, or soul?
The chastisement for our peace.
Was upon him.
Correct.
Because by his stripes we are healed as a body. He deal with transgressions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is in a nutshell. When it speaks about peace, it's holistic. Permit me to use that word. And that's why it's not okay, and that's why I just said spiritually, yes. Why? Because we were what? We were separated from God, okay, based on nature, the sin nature. We'll get more into this as we go on, where I'm gonna ask the question. Which we'll get to real soon. It's like you jumped ahead in that regard. But it's the whole package. We didn't have peace with God, but says, but in Christ Jesus now we who were once afar off have been drawn nigh by the blood of Jesus. Okay, so there's that reconciliation, rest, and restoration. And I'm saying that in reconciling us back to God, healing took place. Healing was received. And so it's that work is not just partial. In nature, to say, okay, just an aspect. So when he says peace, it's shalom. Why? Because there's peace now on the spiritual level, and there's peace also in the reception aspect bodily, in the area of healing. Which is why I said, when you study peace out there, it shows us shalom. Trace shalom, it speaks of wellness in body as well. Based on usage, Old Testament usage, you know, other scriptures as well.
So it's not just referring to the soul part.
Correct. It's not just that. It's the whole. It's the whole.
Someone said that, so I always thought that it's three things. Oh no, yeah. Shalom encompasses everything.
Correct, so
this
and that's
is including spiritual and body. You know?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Peace, and that's why I said holistic. I don't if that term works right in that sense, but it's not. His work is complete. Was complete and is. And that's why when it says of his fullness, we have received. I believe that's John 1:16. Of his fullness. You know, he didn't, that work wasn't just, there's nothing left to be done that he didn't do and perfect and perform by his death and his resurrection. So we have to see it that way, friends. Okay? Amen. All right. Why is it hard to believe this report? By his stripes, you are healed. Why is it hard to believe the report? Jack?
We connect to the physical, the cardinal part of us. We're so connected to it that we're ingrained in our heads that's all there is, you know. And you don't delve into the spiritual part. You don't let that obtain your life and control your life. You let the worldly things control your life.
Mm. Thank you, Jack. So we let the worldly things control our life, so we're not connected to the spiritual aspect. We focus more on the seen, the physical.
Just recently experienced this with my sister, who was raised Baptist, taught Baptist. She didn't believe in healing our physical bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I shared a lot of scripture with her, and Andrew Walmack's teaching on You've Already Got It. I got a message from her today. Thank you. I am understanding healing. So
wow.
It's wrong that's teaching.
Awesome.
Right.
And that's why I said, friends, as common as it sounds to us here,
yeah,
the world doesn't have this.
No.
Right. Like that. But there are many grace teachers. Oh, really? There are many grace teachers? Where? All over the world? You know, so just get to work, get to school,
it's not just
in the shops, at the stores, when you get
Christians don't have it. It's not just the world.
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not common. Yeah. And that's why it behoves us to be beacons, shining beacons in this aspect. If we have it settled in, you know, ingrained and settled in there, then we're able to share it, not just in word only, which is where I'm actually headed, not just in word only, but by what? Demonstration.
Yes, yes. And your life.
Well, Paul, in your walk.
Yes.
Thank you, Gail. Absolutely, because that's the frequency, going back to Jack, that's the frequency at which you operate. This is who you are. And this, you know, you've spent time in the Word in relationship with God, with Christ Jesus, and this is just you. So that regardless of where it is, whether it's at the bank, I was sharing testimonies earlier, whether it's at the bank, your ministry, done that, whether it's at the store, whether it's at the school, whether it's at the pool, you know, where the kids go to, wherever. Mm. That's just you. And it's like, oh, do you know Jesus? Or maybe just the Word. Oh, do you need prayer? Oh, whatever. Yeah,
I just wanted to add to what Jack said. You know, then sometimes the intensity of the symptoms, again, going by my last experience, can actually kind of catch you off guard. Mm. You know, because you believe. It's not that I don't believe, but the intensity of that you pray, but the symptoms is just so loud and so overwhelming that you are almost, you know, find yourself where you go into what I call the pity party. Mm-hmm. So I think that physical understanding that the symptom is not the problem. It's the cause of the symptom that has been healed. It's just for us to stand on the word of God without any doubt whatsoever.
Amen.
Until the full manifestation of the healing.
Amen.
To ignore that physical manifestation, if it's possible, I don't know. You know, but I think that's part of the problem.
Amen. Amen. And those are things we're going to be addressing. You know, how you address when it's so loud, when those symptoms get so loud, when that injury gets so loud, when that report gets so loud and so incessant. One bad report after another, and results, test results come back, and those are not looking so good. You know, what do you do? How do you stand? Yes, Gil?
Well, I'd like to say that we're all believers, and we all have that, but when you get to that point, call somebody. That's the body. The body's there to encourage and support us and help you in those moments when, you know, no condemnation. Mm-hmm. Don't look at yourself and go, oh, I was supposed to be standing. Call somebody. Get a word from somebody. Yeah. Seriously,
hallelujah.
That's the body.
Amen.
There.
Amen. That's enough. That's a vital point. Thank you, Gil. That was just awesome. You know, sometimes you feel like, oh, we got to carry this alone, we got to walk through this alone. That's not true, you know. There's saints out there to help you, brothers and sisters, and, you know,
amen,
in Christ, who love Christ Jesus, and in the Word, and in the place of communion and fellowship, and they're just ready. And that's where I want to, we're prime, we're just ready, regardless of what we ourselves, or what I myself, whatever I'm going through, regardless of what I'm going through, regardless of what you are going through physically. Can we take that next step?
Yeah.
To say, oh, I feel a pain on my shoulder, but that's not stopping me from seeing a need, and as the Holy Spirit says, oh, that person needs something, ministering in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking about my own self or what I'm going through, or looking down on myself and condemnation. Oh, I'm supposed to be a giant in the faith, and I'm not talking about me, I'm just saying. Because I'm definitely not a giant in the fact, to tell you that for free. I can tell you that for free, I'm not. Okay. So, no, I'm supposed to be, but now I'm needing, no. No. At all. So that's how it is, friends.
Did I see another hand? Judy, was it you?
Yeah. Yes, that's related to FOMA. One night I couldn't go to sleep because all these thoughts kept coming through. And thoughts of what? Condemnation, all that. And then I heard the words, focus on Jesus.
So yes.
Change your thinking.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true.
And then I started saying, the Lord is my shepherd.
Praise
he
God.
He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Amen.
And that did it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Yeah. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm excited. I'm just thrilled. You know, I'm blessed. to see all of you and to be in your presence. Because I see men and women of faith in this room who love the Lord. And yes, who are walking through things, but who remain steadfast in faith. Not being moved by sight. Because till tomorrow, 2 Corinthians 5:7, I believe, says what? We walk by what?
Faith.
And not by what?
Sight.
Not by sight. We're not moved by sensory perception,
yes,
feelings, and all of that stuff. We're not moved by those symptoms. No, no, no. We're not denying that, oh, something happened to my finger, whatever that is, or whatever that symptom may be, the knee thing, the head thing, you know, heart, or whatever it is. We're not saying, oh, that doesn't exist, but we're saying, no, that's not the truth and reality as it concerns you. And then there's, as we'll see, who you are based on position in Christ Jesus, the authority that you are in and that you wield. That's where we're going. Alright? But I'm just excited. I'm excited. So another question. So that we're at Isaiah 53, and just before I move on, and that's why I said the purposes of this class is, as far as I'm concerned, is to just chop things up and make it real, you know. Not that it's not simple, but just make it. In the area of reception is where I believe that we need to get perked up. And I know that we're making good progress. Everyone in this room is making good progress. And whatever that matter is that ails you, I want you to see that thing as done away with.
Amen.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever that pain is, whatever that symptom is, whatever that arthritis is, whatever that heart condition is, whatever that knee pain is, whatever it is, high blood pressure issue. Perhaps a cancerous growth, whatever it is done away with.
Amen.
By the power of God and in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
At what point? No, we say, oh, by stripes we are healed. For you as an individual, for you as a person, there's something else you need to set in your heart and in your mind. At what point did you get healed? Did you receive your healing? Did you get healed? 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53. Sorry?
The day he died on the cross.
The day he died on the cross.
Amen.
Good answer. Mm. But now I'm going to dumb down next level. So, were you around over 2,000 years ago? 2,000 years ago when he died?
I think gone.
Were you?
No.
Okay, so this is second level. Good question, good answer, but now I'm taking it down a notch, right? So, and I asked, was he around 2,000 years ago when Christ died? No. So, and that's why I noticed the question was for you specifically, sitting down in that chair, looking at me, peering at me in this class, for you specifically, particularly in your situation, for your life, for your body, when were you healed? Did you get healed? When did you receive? Christian.
Christ, because it says that I am no longer that person in the past, I'm the person in the
new. All right, so praise God. Christy says, the day she gave her life to Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, she also alluded to, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's what?
New creation.
And of course, we have to see man as being, what's the word now? Universal. So that means man, woman, you know, so, yeah, it's not generic, specific, that is universal. So, if any man being Christ, that also includes if any woman being Christ, he's what?
A new creation.
Amen.
Says all things have what? Passed away. Says, behold, what all things have become new. And she says, she's no longer looking at herself in the past in the light of that individual who was dead in sins, trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2:1-4, you know, who had ailment or whatever being the tagline, oh, sick forever. Doom forever, you know, and whatnot, and all of that stuff. Thank you, Christy. Blake, did you have something?
No, I was just going to say the first day I called him Lord.
Amen.
That was it.
Amen. And I'll tell you why this is important. Keep in mind, friends, it's awesome to be in a body like this. It's wonderful. I love it. House on Rock Church, wonderful. Great saints, lovely atmosphere. But as far as the things of which we speak as it relates to here and now, you have got to see this as so real and specific to you.
Yes.
So that it's not just, oh, by his stripes, we are, okay, we, collective. I'm saying you have to numb it down to the individual. That is to you. I am healed by his stripes. And that's why the question was, when did you, as a person, individual, get healed? And it's important to know this if you're going to walk effectively in receiving healing, your manifestation of healing. If you're going to walk effectively in walking in healing and divine help, if you're going to walk effectively in ministering healing to others, this has to be something personalized. And you have to know it, know the basis, know the root, know how this springs forth. Authority and all the things we'll be talking about. So, I'm just going to relate this real quickly before we round off the class. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. It says, friends, these things I write unto you. You don't have to turn there. I'll just go over it. You can go over it in private time. That no man sins, but that if any man sins, he says, we have what? An advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ righteous. Who is what? The propitiation for our sins. That's the word you can look at as atoning sacrifice, and that harks back to and relates to what we just discussed, what we just saw in Isaiah 53. Okay? Okay? That sacrifice, that's the reference. But being substitutionary and everything, as in for you, in your place, in your stead, and all of that, that Jesus bore on the cross. Okay? So he's the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice, the appeasement, however you want to look at it, for our sins. It says, and not our sins only, but what? The sins of what? The whole world. That's what that passage says. Now, many have seen that and taken that to say that, well, the whole world is saved based on the sacrifice on the cross. But is the whole world saved? The sacrifice, the propitiation, the appeasement is for the sins of the whole world made available. Well, here it is, friend. There still needs to be an appropriation. There still needs to be, that is, taken to yourself, one, and then you being birthed into the reality and the truth of what he made available, what he provided by his death and his resurrection. How does this occur? The reason why I'm saying this, friends, is it is so close, and that hops back to your question. In dealing with the issue of sin and sins, and forgiveness of that, Jesus, by the self-same sacrifice, dealt with the issue of healing and health. And we have to see it this way. Why do I say that? John in chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world, right? He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes. Do you see that? Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Next verse, 17. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We'll come back to that. That's the word sozo, as we know. Okay? That the world through him might be saved. He that believes is what? Saved. He that believes not is what?
Condemned.
Is condemned. Yeah. Why? Because he has not believed
the
only begotten Son of God, whom he has given. That is Jesus. So, the point is, there still has to be faith shown, believing in that sacrifice. There still has to be faith involved in play, displayed. You still have to believe, in a nutshell, to be able to come under the umbrella of tagged saved, to come under the canopy of his family, God's family, as saved, as his children, as sozo, as healed. There needs to be an appropriation. So, also you can look at it and say, oh well, by his stripes we are healed, so the whole world is healed. Yes, provision has been made for the whole world.
Amen.
But for you to come into the under the umbrella, under the canopy of, yes, saved, yes, healed, you have to believe.
Yeah.
And the moment you believe, as Blake said, in Jesus as Lord, as Savior for you, particularly in your existence, for your life, for your body, your whole experience, that's the moment you step into the reality called what? Healed. That's the way you have to see it. That's the moment you step into the reality called healed. So that 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins upon his body on the tree, and we being dead to sins, and we live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. And so, in faith, by believing in that sacrifice, you step into the reality of the one who was healed. So by his stripes, you were healed. By his stripes, you were healed. That's when that becomes your reality. That's when that becomes your truth. That's when that becomes what applies to you, abounding truth concerning you. That's that moment. And it's important, friends, because things go all around. Different things. Oh, all are saved, so nobody needs to believe in Jesus. Oh, all are healed, so nobody needs to, so that we just get it right. Line upon line. In that way. Any questions at this point?
Why it's so easy for us to believe that Christ took on our sins,
yeah.
which we all know, you're sinless. Christ took on your sins. He bore your sins. In the same vein, in the same atonement, he bore your sickness and disease.
Right.
So either you're sinless, you got to choose between the two. You don't have to choose. You can have both of them.
Mm.
I don't understand why we can't believe that we're healed the same way that we can.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
We got to walk in there. That's the point.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lonnie.
It's all in the atonement.
Yes, absolutely. If there's anything you go walk away with today, healing is in the atonement. There's salvation there. There's healing there. You know why, friends? And that's why I said when the moment you believe, and we'll delve into this more next week. It's critical to understand this so that when the enemy comes with those suggestions or those, how sometimes thoughts just, even if it's not the enemy, sometimes it's just thoughts, whatever it is, you can immediately identify it for what it is and do what?
Cut it off.
Chop it off right away. As in like, just like all the testimonies we've heard today.
Yes.
Amen. Not for me, not in this body.
No.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's all good.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's the word sozo, in believing, to make well, to heal. That's the word. So that whether you're looking at sozo, for example, John 3:17, or you're looking at soteria in the Greek, in Romans 1:16, where Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto what? Salvation. Whether you're looking at soteria, it's the same idea, same concept, friends, of healing. Number one, prime, healing, preservation, safety, protection. That's the package, that language, provision. What language is talking about? It's the same sacrifice. So why is it easy to say, oh, I can believe in one moment and know that, yes, I'm saved. But then when it comes to the aspect of healing, then I'm like, maybe it's there, maybe it's not there, when the word clearly says that, yes.
It's because your salvation, you have to accept by faith. Until you make the crossing, you're not going to see heaven unless you have a vision or something. And regarding healing, you're always trapped at looking at the, whatever the circumstance is. Seeing is believing, the old worldly saying. If we're not careful, that remains dominant.
Mm. Right.
Salvation, you're just going to have to take it or not. It's strictly a faith issue.
Hallelujah.
Physical doesn't jump into it.
Hallelujah. And so, I'm going to end this up just as I said. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we'll delve more into that next week. 2 Corinthians 5:7, rather. We walk by what?
Faith.
You have to have that, friends, settled. And not by what?
Sight.
Always. If you like it as a mantra, if you like it, I use that as for my life, it's like a compass to say, no, I'm going through this by faith. I'm not looking at the situation or circumstance as bad as it may seem.
Amen.
And trust me, sometimes things get real for you, right, friends? All right, well, praise God. Anyone here who needs healing, a manifestation of healing, you have choir men can just like, oh, I'm seeing this in my body or experiencing this in my mind or heart, however the situation is. And you're saying, you know what? I'm drawing that line in the sand this morning, today. This stuff drops off here and now. Prayer team members, would you come? You need prayer this morning, just come forward. Real quickly. We'll make it, trust me, nice and short. And by the power of God, you see yourself rid of that conviction.
Amen.
Because it was paid for already. And it's not yours to carry. It's not yours to bear.
Thank you, Lord.
And I see you already walking free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for this time. Just give you praise for this wonderful class. And thank you for the hearts of everyone here present. Thank you, Father, because they are moving forcefully in things relating to your kingdom by your power and might, and walking in healing and divine health in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen.